Amen. We need to live life loud for Jesus. Amen. We're going to be talking today about being a more than a conqueror, overcomers. If you are an overcomer, you are a conqueror. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Have you ever thought about how important your praise is? There's always somebody that needs to hear your praise. You know, I've been in church service before where kind of been down in the dumps and stuff, and I can look at somebody praising the Lord and just worshiping, and it does something to you. So we're to live a life of praise. Amen. So no matter where you're at this moment in your life, if you're experiencing that midnight hour, there's always somebody else that has it worse than you. But the devil wants us to think that nobody has it worse than we do. But if we look around in life, somebody always has it worse than we have it at the moment. And so even in your midnight hour, your praise, continue to give God praise, because you never know when it's going to open somebody else's shackles or somebody else's prison that they may be in at that moment. So the word right now is to encourage you, is to keep your praise on. Keep praising, keep worshiping, because God is for you and not against you. Amen. Let's just lift our hands this morning. We're going to welcome the Holy Spirit in the house. You are here today by divine appointment. You may think, well, it's just another Sunday morning, it's just what I do. But God wants you to begin to raise your expectation that it's a new day and His mercies are new today. And that we've come into this place to worship, to magnify, to open the door up, to let the King of Glory come in, that we can be changed, that we can go from glory to glory, that we may hear something that we've never heard before, that we may see something that we've never seen before in the Word. Because we're always to have a teachable spirit and say, Lord, teach me. Continue to teach me the truth of Your Word. Open Your Word into new revelation for me. Because there's many, many different revelations of the Word as we grow and experience in our relationship with God. Because none of us have arrived yet. And Holy Spirit, we welcome You into this place today. That we believe that we're here by divine appointment. Because there's many things that could have hindered us. Many things could have caused us to stay home this morning. Maybe the sun wasn't shining. We had a bad week. We've got to stay home and think about what's going to happen next week and get prepared for that. But what better way to be prepared for the upcoming week? The first day of the week today to go into the next week is to come into Your house and to worship You, to lift up holy hands in Your presence and say, Lord, we need You. We need You. Every breath we take, every moment that we're awake, it's because of You, and we need You, Jesus. We are nothing without You. Holy Spirit, refresh in us today. Refill us again today with Your Holy Spirit. Refill us today, Lord, that our prayer language becomes stronger in You at times that we don't know how to pray, that Your Spirit prays for us. Oh, thank You, Father, for every person that's sitting in this congregation today, for every person that may be listening to this word today through the internet. I just pray for you right now to let you know that God is for you and not against you, that His love is running to capture you. And He just wants to overwhelm you in a good way with His goodness and His mercy. And as we enter into this time of Your presence, Lord, the sweet, sweet presence of God is in our midst right now to touch You everywhere You hurt and to bring You much-needed help in time of Your need. And one of the reasons that we can trust Father God so, so much and unlimitedness is because He's already gone before us and made the way. And He is so faithful to give us just enough light for the step that we're on, and that's all we need. We're called to walk by faith and trust in the One that has already gone before us. And we're thankful for that today. Holy Spirit, I ask You just to fill this place from corner to corner. with your precious presence.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Sometimes you just need to stay simple and singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thousand praises. Hallelujah, every language. It's the one word that in every language in the world, it's hallelujah. You can go anywhere in the world and you go hallelujah. Over in Seoul, Korea, when we went over there, it was hallelujah. You know, the same thing, hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Our awesome God, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Glory to God. Bob's playing somewhere. Kim's home recovering. So hallelujah, you got us today, all right? All right, y'all help me now.
La 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 la. La 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 la
yours will be.
The only name that matters to me. The only one whose favor I see. The only name that matters to me.
Is that true? Come on now.
Yours will be. The friendship and affection I need. To feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name. And yours is the name. The name that is saved. Mercy and grace. All that forgave me on your love. This is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory. And with the saints I will tell. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Let's do the name Jesus. You ready? Somebody give him a praise this morning. Are you
Hallelujah.
Ready to give him a praise?
You know, all we can do is give him all we've got. You can't give him something you don't have. And we're up here this morning giving God what we've got.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give him all we got.
Church,
I want to see.
All right, let's sing that again now.
want to see you. I want to see you.
To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see.
Mighty, mighty name, Father. The songs may be too high, they may be too low. You may miss a chord, but you said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your freedom.
We're demonstrating this morning what it's like when you've got harmony and no lead.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We're free today. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So lift your eyes to Jesus. Place where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face, there is freedom. Jesus reigns. Come on, church. Jesus reigns. Words of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Hallelujah, Lord God, we praise you, Father, for your freedom. We just lift our voices to you today, God. Father, we just praise and magnify you. Oh, we glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to take up our offering right now. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
I thank you, Father, for your supply. You said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We believe it, Father God, for this place, for these people who give. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. We'll see how great is our God. Well, you're so great, Lord. Age to age you stand, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. My heart will sing how great. How great is our God.
Let's sing how great he is.
How great,
everybody,
is our God.
Amen.
Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
You believe that today? Sing it again now.
How great is our God.
is our God.
You know, I just think we need to end this as we started.
Say something. You know, it doesn't take you very long when you look at the news or pick up a newspaper or watch TV news and all different things to see what's going on in the world. And you know, there's definitely a big division in what the kingdom of God stands for and what the world is looking for. And I mean, you know, we don't, the world doesn't even, I mean, they are so ambivalent. They're so, what I want to say, wishy-washy, and that's not even strong enough. Where you can have a situation where a lady that's expecting, she's eight months pregnant, she's expecting a baby, she gets in a car accident, and the baby, the fetus, gets killed, and the person that caused the wreck gets charged with murder. But on the other hand, a mother can go down to an abortion place with a baby that's 8 months old in her womb and have that baby killed, and it's not even a crime. Now, how much sense does that make? You know, and if a baby isn't a baby until the baby is born, what is it for 9 months? I mean, it's just something that turns into a baby the minute it's born. It becomes a human. Before that, as long as it's in its mother, it's not a human. That doesn't make sense either. And I'll tell you what, and I know that, you know, God looks down at all that's going on this earth, and everybody that's involved in everything that is corrupt and absolutely not even close to being anything towards what the kingdom of God is, everything down there that God sees, God loves the people involved in it. He hates what they're doing. He hates the sin in their lives. He hates some of the choices that they make. He probably doesn't like some of the choices you make. But he's not going to strike you with lightning because you made the choice any more than you would do something drastic to your child if he accidentally broke a window or spilled something in the living room. You're not going to come running in there and sweep him up and kick him out the door because the milk's on the floor. And yet, I told Vernon on the way down here this morning, if God... And the scripture says he never changes, right? Y'all agree with me on that? I am God, I change not, Malachi. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews. We got the word of God, and the word of God only has to say something one time for it to be true. You don't have to have 50 verses of scripture to prove that something's true. All you've got to have is one verse that tells you what it is. And on the way down here this morning, Vernon and I were talking, and I said, you know, some people have sat under preaching all their lives, and all they've ever basically heard is, if you don't straighten up, God's going to get you. Now, if all the stuff that's terrible, the storms, the fires, the earthquakes, the natural disasters, of all of these things, if that's God's way of doing things, how do you know that when you get to heaven, one day up there, he's liable to throw a temper tantrum and wipe out your part of heaven? It doesn't work that way. If he doesn't do it there, he doesn't do it here. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you look around at all of these things that are happening, and God looks at them, and God doesn't desire those things to be going on any more than we do. But it's caused because there is a thief that comes for no other reason but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when we side with the thief, we're going to get what the thief gives. You hang around the devil and you're going to get what the devil gives. And we start growing up and serving God like we should, and we're going to reap the blessings. And it's not because of God saying, well, when you earn this, I'm going to give it to you. No, it's because we believe it. I've got to believe that I'm saved, not try to prove that I am. I've got to believe it. My believing will change my behavior, but my behavior will never change my believing. When I start believing right, I'll start living right. I'll start acting right. I'll start making right choices. And will I make mistakes? Of course I will, and you will too. But don't go crawling under the spiritual couch hiding from God when you fall down. Just get up. Go on, say, God, didn't do very well that time, but next time I'll be ready. And you walk on and you walk on and you walk on. And when you give things, when you turn so much stuff over to God, and I know right now I'm going to sound judgmental, but I'm just using this as a point. The state of California is burning up. Not the whole state, but think of all the fire they've had in the last few years. Do you know that there are people now that have no electricity and they don't have it for days at a time because there's not enough power grid to provide it? And on the other hand, they have to shut it off because if a wire falls and all that high wind and spark something on the ground, they're going to have another massive forest fire burning. And all the stuff that they look at, and they definitely are in the process of passing laws that will restrict or prohibit Christian activities. They're trying to preserve the country against Christianity, against religion. But the Constitution was never devised to keep religion out of the state. It was designed to keep the state out of religion. And we could worship the way we wanted to worship rather than be told that you have to attend the Church of the United States of America like the people in England had to attend the Church of England or suffer the consequences. And one of the reasons that many of them came over here to begin with was for religious freedom. Not to get away from religion, but to be able to live their religious beliefs without the government telling them they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that, and they couldn't do the other thing. And now it's been turned around completely. And when you consider everything, don't consider parties. Don't consider, consider people. What do they stand for? Do they stand for the Constitution of the United States? If they do, if they stand for the kingdom of God, it'd be hard for me. I couldn't vote for a person in my own political party. if they were pro-abortionists. And we've got to decide, as members of the kingdom of God, where is our loyalty? What are we loyal to? Are we loyal to the scriptures? Are we loyal to God? Or are we loyal to the whims of the government? That in an old song that Laverne used to sing years ago, can't remember the name of it now, but one phrase in there said, "They you're passing laws to justify their sin." Every nation that has fallen from within. Now, we need to stand up with what we believe and not what kind of label we might have on ourselves. It's better to be nothing in the sight of the world and to hold on to God and the Word of God than to be everything the world wants you to be and not have God or the Word. Amen. And that's what makes us different as Christians. Standing for what God stands for. Because I'll tell you what, things are a whole lot better where Jesus is Lord and where he's honored. It just is. You can check it out around all the world. It just happens that way. It just works that way. Isn't it a coincidence that it works that way? You got two Koreas. You got North Korea that's godless, and you got South Korea that has one of the strongest Christian populations in the world. Studied the difference. People in South Korea, I've been over there, they run to church. And the people in North Korea are not even allowed to go to church. And the difference in the two countries. Hallelujah. Jesus makes a difference. Sorry, Sister Shirley. No, I'm not, but.
Welcome, Sister Shirley.